Welcome to the Jeremy Mellons Podcast. I am Jeremy, your host, and I am here today with my co-host, Reno, and our special guest, Mr. Scott.
I love being called special.
You are special, right? One of our premier, we'll put even fancy terms on it. We'll add to it, premier sponsors.
Look at that.
Don't tease me. I'll put it in there. Premier sponsor. Well, whatever you say.
We'll add more to the fee, Reno. We know we added it. What's this for? Oh, you're a premier sponsor now. What does that mean?
Better. You know.
better title. Hey, I guess we can tell the world since we're recording this. I may have found a studio. Maybe.
Look at you.
Yeah, the local gym that I'm working out has an office left, and I took a look at it. It's a pretty good space. It would be enough to be a work office / podcast studio. And then they have right now, I have future other things I would like to do inside of a space, and they have someone there, but it does have a storefront. So if that person would ever move, I would have another office and a storefront.
Sweet.
So I'm kind of like, maybe I pull the trigger on this studio space early on. So
there you go.
But hey, last time we had John, we talked about, you know, testosterone levels and signs and symptoms inside of, you know, what could a guy expect in low T. I want to do kind of the same thing today for vitamin D. You know, what are the kind of signs and symptoms? You know, what are some percentages that we see with people getting blood work that have low vitamin D? And of course, you know, what would be the ranges of, you know, treatment as far as recommendation when it comes to vitamin D supplementation? And I can tell the listeners, like, vitamin D is something that I was teaching at Marshall when I first started cutting my teeth on looking at vitamin D. And I worked for a physician who at the time, they would make sure that they superdose their patients to have optimal vitamin D levels before surgery to promote optimal outcomes after surgery.
Yep.
Right. So basically what they were doing was they would do a pre-op blood work, have vitamin D tested pre-op, and then they would make sure that they dosed the vitamin D to get it to an upper end of range, because they were showing that when patients had higher vitamin D levels, they recovered from this surgery much better.
Yep. And a lot of people don't know that vitamin D is actually a hormone. It's actually not even a vitamin at all. It's actually a hormone, which is wild. Because you think you would just call it that, but it's not. But I mean, the range of people, the amount of people we see that is vitamin deficient, I believe it's below 30. I bet it's 70%, 80%. Just because in the Midwest, you're not out in the sun all the time. And even people that are out in the sun all the time, as far as the coastal guys, our body doesn't absorb and adapt sun into vitamin D as efficiently as everyone thinks it does. There's a lot of guys that are outside 24 hours a day, even out of Florida, that are still vitamin deficient. The range is like 30 to 100, I believe, is like the normal range. We try to get our guys between 70 and 90 is optimal. And vitamin D is one of the things you take that's actually fat soluble, not water soluble. So what I mean by that is you can take a high dose once a week and it'll still be consistently in your system, rather than taking a dose of vitamin B once a week. It's going to, you're going to pee out the rest. You don't use whatever it may be. So you can actually take too much vitamin D where it gets toxic. If you keep taking a high dose for a long period of time, it's something that's not very, not talked about very much.
Awesome. And I love doing this. A lot of times, guys, you know, just for the listener, like, I don't go over a lot of my parameters, you know, when I have Scott on, because, you know, I want to see what's different. Right. Same thing. He corrects me if I'm off, you know, like on the last podcast, we kind of talked about how generally speaking, females kind of drop off the cliff with their hormones. And he's like, well, Jeremy, actually, we're not seeing that as much, right? We're seeing that be, you know, a slower decline over time, just like the guys. And same thing with vitamin D. I generally shoot for 60 to 80 nanograms per deciliter. So we're about the same there. And yes, the generally, and this is the frustrating thing with vitamin D in traditional treatment, is I would have a patient go in and, you know, their signs and symptoms would be seasonal affective disorder, right? Like, that's the big one. So seasonal affective disorder is low vitamin D, right? Yeah. So when you're, you know, I call it slight depression, you know, fatigue, you just don't have that zest for life. Like, that could be the signs, you know, of low vitamin D, or AKA seasonal affective disorder. And you'll go, and the traditional treatment has been Disdrol, which is 50,000 IUs, once a week I think for like 6 to 8 weeks, right? And what generally happens there is the patient will take 50,000 IUs, their numbers will come up, their numbers will be within range. They go back to their physician in that 2 month time period and they're like, okay, your vitamin D is back within range. Then they stop taking it. Like that has been the traditional approach to vitamin D. That's like, you know, that's like Reno, you know, Scott, you and I are, I'm going to butcher it. It's an ophthalmologist. Is that an eye doctor? Ophthalmologist.
So yeah, close enough. Yeah.
Okay. Make sure I'm on the right end of this conversation. Right. So
optometrist.
I believe. Optometrist. There you go. Close
okay. enough. Yeah. So Reno comes into our office and we're like, hey, you're blind as a bat. You know, here's some glasses. You know, let us know how these are. And he comes back in our office 6 weeks later and we're like, hey, you see better? Yeah, I can see. And then Scott's gonna be like, well, give us those glasses back. You can see now. Like it doesn't make sense, right? You know, so, and I do like how you mentioned, you know, with vitamin D, you know, it is a fat, once again, it's a pre-hormone, but fat soluble vitamin where, you know, it's going to be absorbed when you consume fat. There are some products on the market that are liposomal, which is like a fat capsule the vitamin D can be in. But I like actually doing the larger dosages. So finding a larger dose of vitamin D and doing it, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks versus every day. I've found that personally, I like to do it better that way.
It's a little easier that way to stay on track. Typically, like you were saying, we'll give, if somebody's deficient or very, very low, we need to get the numbers up. We'll give them 50,000 IUs a week to start to get where they need to be. And then we'll give them, cut it down to 25,000 IUs a week to get that to maintain that. Cause we don't need to raise anymore. We just need to maintain where they're at, kind of see how that works. If it keeps them in range, perfect. If they go a little high, we can do it every other week, whatever it may be. Because again, everybody's different with how they absorb it, how they metabolize it. But yeah, in order to keep your vitamin D levels elevated, I know some might sound crazy, but you have to keep taking it. That's kind of how that works. Same with testosterone. You can't get the benefits of testosterone if you stop taking it. It doesn't work.
Awesome. Wasn't there this one thing that you're supposed to take with vitamin D to help K2? It process?
I think it's like K2. I think it is. Yeah. But, you know, I hear that all the time. However, when we don't give K2 at all, the blood work results in the exact same. The levels are still elevated. They say your body can't absorb it. That is completely and utterly false just because I can see it in the blood work. If it wasn't absorbed, it wouldn't show. So, and it does.
Yeah. I mean, if it's there, great. I'm in the same boat. If it's there, great. You know, you don't have to, you know, try to take it with a meal. I'm under the same thing. Like ethically, if someone said, should I take vitamin D? I'd be like, okay, 5,000 IUs a day. Like I feel ethically telling someone without seeing blood work to take 5,000 IUs a day. Why? I'm in the same boat as you. Out of everybody that I've worked with in the last 20 years of practice, I would say, you know, 70 to 80% of them have been clinically low in vitamin D.
Yeah.
And the only people who have tested in the optimal ranges are supplementing. So I feel comfortable saying 5,000 IUs a day. If someone does bring me blood work and they're low, I did exactly what you would do. I actually do 50,000 IUs or 20,000 IUs a day, usually for 1 or 2 weeks, just to increase the number to know that I get it up there, and then run more of that 10,000 to 20,000 until they get blood work. And then after that, it's just individualized, you know, so I'm seeing kind of that same dosages, you know, inside of it. But to wrap it up, you know, I mentioned earlier just seasonal affective disorder, some of those signs and symptoms. You know, I think that's how I would want to wrap this up is just, you know, what are some of the symptoms that you will hear people? And I know, unfortunately, low T can be some of the same symptoms as low vitamin D, right? But what are some of the things that you see with the low vitamin D?
Well, to be honest, man, most people that come in here are coming in from low testosterone related symptoms. And those override the hell out of vitamin D symptoms. You can't tell which one's which. So we don't have anybody specifically that comes in with low vitamin D thinking that's what the issue is, just because they don't know, you know. And vitamin D is one of them things you're not going to feel a whole hell of a lot different except for the seasonal depression type thing by being optimal. But it'll show whenever you're getting sick, it can help recover, or when you have surgery, it can help recover, all that kind of stuff. But for a person to come in here and just say, hey, I'm feeling this and that, it's related to vitamin D. Typically, it's a little bit of vitamin D, a little bit of testosterone, among other things. We test for about 22 different panels in our test between thyroid function, kidney, liver, vitamin D. And unfortunately, vitamin D is probably one of the lowest in the totem poles because there's so much more important shit going on that we need to get fixed first.
Right. when they come in and they get that blood work done, are they mostly shocked to see how low they are in certain things, including vitamin D, or is it?
Nine times out of 10, because vitamin D is something that's not even on their radar. So when I show that, it's pretty normal for me. Because like I said, like 70-80% are deficient. But the testosterone level is huge. That's how much. Oh my! I've never thought a million years I'm that low. It's like, well, you kind of did. And that's why you came in the first place. If you didn't think you're low, you wouldn't be here in the first place. So guys are funny with that kind of stuff, man. They don't want to feel. It's almost like they're too proud, too prideful to admit the real reasons why they come in. Which, hey, I get it. We have our egos. I understand. But we can't, if our let our egos take over, we can't get the help we need to get our life better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And if you said this in the last one, I kind of showed up in the middle of that one, but what's your recommendations on these people? You are feeling these symptoms, like kind of to not necessarily get off their high horse, but get them into Summit to get the blood work, to get started.
Well, see, with you guys. I'm one of them guys that's, I'm not going to push anybody to do anything. Obviously, the symptoms you're having aren't imperative enough to where you think they're important enough to get fixed. And so if I had you come in and you don't want to, and you're thinking negatively about it for whatever reason, you're going to have a negative experience. I don't want you in. You know what I mean? So I want people to, there's plenty of people that need to help and actually want the help that come in that we can help. If you need it and don't want it, and you're going to be, it's going to be like pulling teeth every step of the way, and you're going to doubt it every step of the way. I don't even want to put that stress on my staff or me. So you have to get low enough and have big enough issues and symptoms to where, you know what, hey, you know what? I'm tired. I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm getting something. I'm doing something about it. That's when we can, those are the kind of people we want to help. If I gotta talk you in or sell you on something like that, I'm not here. I'm not a salesman. I'm not here to sell you. I'm here to help you. And if you need help, let me know. I'll help you. And if you don't want help, don't even bother reaching out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then to wrap it up, I'm looking at a few of the symptoms just for vitamin D with this being that style episode, but weight gain is one of the big ones, and then risk factors. And I think that's just kind of a blanket statement, but I see being at an optimal dosage amount of vitamin D, all of your risk factors go down, and it looks like all the way up to adults being 65 years or older would benefit from being at a optimal dose of
absolutely vitamin D. And everybody heard, you know, when the COVID crap hit, they were saying that like 80 or 90% of the deaths had deficient vitamin D. Now, was that a association because everyone in America happens to be low vitamin D, or was that a causation? We really don't know. But vitamin D does help with recovery from sickness, illness, any kind of surgery, stuff like that. It does help. So could optimal vitamin D level have helped those people? Possibly. But then again, it could have been just completely an association to where everybody that got COVID happened to have low vitamin D too. It didn't cause that. You know what I mean? Just there's a good saying, association does not mean causation. You know what I mean? So there's could be associated with it, but not cause it. I think that's kind of where the vitamin D thing comes in. A lot of the symptoms that you hear about vitamin D could be because a lot of times when you're vitamin D deficient, your testosterone is low as well. So they can go hand in hand. You know what I mean? So is the symptoms you're feeling from low vitamin D, or is it from low testosterone? You have to be vitamin D deficient as well. You never know with that kind of stuff.
Which I think this is a perfect example. Again, you can use the link below to get a free consultation with Summit. But go ahead and just get that blood work done, because you're going to find out not only are you low in testosterone, most likely, like I even am, and I know it, but you're going to be low in vitamin D as well, and among other things, and Summit's really going to be able to help.
Yeah, you don't know till you know. If the test is there and it's very easy to do, don't guess test. It's simple. You know what I mean? Right. So the process is way, way too easy. It's too cheap to not do it. And if you haven't had blood work for a long time, it's a good idea to see how your body is functioning from the inside out.
Right. And then just to wrap it up, do you have a recommendation on a supplement company or supplement for vitamin D over the counter, Kroger, Walmart? Is that good? Or what's
I mean, nowadays with the supplement brands, they can't be too shitty or too shady. They get called out on social media and they'll go out of business. Everybody's got to compete with that. We use all of our stuff is through like our doctors prescribed type stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But as far as supplement brands, they're all going to be pretty similar as far as what to take. I would try to get the higher end ones because a lot of vitamin D, you look at them, they come with 1,000 IU and 2,000 IU capsules. If you are deficient and you need to take 50,000 a week, you're going to be choking down some capsules. That's a lot. You know what I mean? So yeah. I would look for the highest IU ones possible.
Okay. Well, again, thanks for coming on, and we're looking forward to the next one of doing it all over again.
I appreciate your time, brothers. Good seeing you again, man.
You too.
Have a good day, brother.